Hi everyone, welcome to the Rahul Bajaj Show. Today's guest is Becca Brazil. She's an entrepreneur and digital creator. Becca, thanks so much for joining me here today, and welcome to Ruckus Family and Dash Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about a lot of interesting things today. So I just can't wait to just let the audience know a little bit about being a creator and everything that goes into it.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, no, it's great to have you here. And just to start out for the listeners, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to and what's new in your world nowadays.
Definitely. So a little bit about me. I am Becca Tepper here. Well, I go by Becca Brazil. I was born here in San Diego. Ever since I was younger, I just knew that, there was a reason for me being on this earth. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to, inspire people and let them know that you don't have to be the typical successful person, in the suit and tie in order to have your dreams come true and accomplish big things. So ever since I was younger, I never really knew exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wasn't going to go the route of working for a big corporation or graduating from a really great school. And so I just have always found different ways to make money, different ways to make impact. And I've learned that you could do both at the exact same time. You can make impact and make money. So I'm an entrepreneur and I am also a digital creator. I do think that the both of those go hand in hand because nowadays, in order to become an entrepreneur, it really takes building that online presence and telling people who you are and what you're about. So I love having, two different niches. I have my entrepreneurial spirit where there's so many different brands, under the umbrella brand Becca Brazil. And then my creative side is also a business. People never think that being a creator would be something that would make an income or, be something that you could aspire to be one day. So I'm just really happy to be breaking the mold. And, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, what you look like, where you come from, whatever your dream is, big or small, you can accomplish that dream.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, no, thanks so much for that intro. I really love that. And my next question is, what inspired you to becoming a TikTok creator and entrepreneur and also a digital creator?
Yeah, so it kind of came naturally to me. I've always wanted to make an impact online. And right now, the biggest and best way possible is to create reels on Instagram or to get on TikTok, because those platforms are actually pushing content out to people that don't even follow you at the moment. So right now is probably the best time ever to be able to go viral when you haven't created an online presence, when nobody knows who you are yet. It's so easy to create a video that people will enjoy and that could possibly go viral online, even if you have not built that presence yet. So I just got really inspired by that. I used to post a lot of photos online. I've always been into the online sphere. Years and years ago, I won $100,000 online because I was an entrepreneur and I was trying to start a jewelry line, and an opportunity came to me where I could win money and be on the cover of a magazine. So I went head in and I ended up winning this competition, winning the money to invest into my first business. And that's kind of what opened my eyes to the fact that, like, the internet, you can make money online, you can gain influence online. And if you want it badly enough, you can accomplish it. Because, I had to compete with 11,000 women from all over the world that already some of them had a big influence online. And the fact that I knew I just wanted it so badly and I went for it and I ended up winning and I ended up accomplishing a bunch of my goals in that time frame, I just realized, like, I'm going to go full force into this. Doesn't matter what business venture I'm in. Being a creator, I think, is what helps you grow in any business that you're in. And when you're trying to outsource help on social media, the thing that they're going to need from you is video content, because unless you have a sidekick or somebody glued to your hip, it costs a lot of money to hire somebody to be consistently creating videos for you and your brand. So if you can get good at that, then you're already going to win.
Right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. And going to the next question is, What is one piece of advice or any tips you would give to a young millennial or someone who's trying to become a digital creator and entrepreneur?
I would say you better go for it. Put it all in, all of your eggs in this basket, because I think the greatest part when you're young and you live at home and you have your bills paid, you can do anything that you want to do. I think it's a little bit harder when you're older and you need to make sure that you have a head, a roof on your head, above your head, and you have your bills paid and all of those things, because at the beginning, you're not going to probably be making money as a content creator. So I think that the millennials, that the Gen Z, the younger kids, they have such a big opportunity to jump in on this now, while they still have, support from their family and parents. And I know that if they start young, I mean, there's absolutely no way that they're not going to get somewhere with this. It takes consistency, it takes understanding what your audience wants. And the sooner that you can do that, the better it is. So.
Nice. Yeah, thank you for those amazing tips and advice. That was great. And you probably have been following like the latest trends nowadays with like the new social audio apps coming out. And there's a couple on Clubhouse, Sriram Krishnan and Arthi Ramamurthy. They run the Good Time Show. And so similar to like that, do you plan on coming up with your own like show? Or I know you do a lot of TikTok videos with your dad, but something like maybe thinking outside the box or doing something on, say, like YouTube Live or other platforms. Do you see yourself going to that in that area?
I would love that. Eventually I do think that that would be a big goal of mine. Right now I have a presence on four platforms. I do use YouTube, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, and TikTok. Those are the four main platforms that I'm currently on. I don't really go live that often because I also use Clubhouse. That's the social audio app that I always am on. That's where I give my advice. That's where, I add value and try and help people through that app. And besides that, what I have been doing since I don't have a podcast, or like I don't have any live shows like you currently have. But what I am creating is I have a huge content creator event coming up in Las Vegas in 2 weeks. So June 3rd to the 5th, it's going to be filled with all entrepreneurs and content creators, and we're going to be leveling up. It's all different like industry professionals that are going to be giving like really valuable tips and knowledge, to the audience. So it's going to be amazing. Besides that, I also have retreats that I'm going to be hosting in person. I actually just had one of my clients here in San Diego, a mini retreat where we do really healthy things in the morning. We make content together. All the things that I talk about that are super important in my course is that structure and that routine, and building confidence as a creator. Because if you don't have everything in order in your life, then you're going to get that mental block. You're going to have those times where I don't feel good and I don't want to make videos today, So I feel like really focusing on yourself, your mental health, your physical health, and taking care of all of your other needs. Making sure that you have that money coming in, making sure that your relationships are great, that you're feeling good about yourself. I think that those are all things that just matter so much. And so in my retreats and in my consistent creator course, it's very based on lifestyle and how you live your life, and involving all of the really important things in your every single day routine. So those are the things that I'm doing right now. I don't have, any live shows, but I do have a lot of things going on, and it's all creator based. And I'm also making money through Reels and through TikTok. So there are so many avenues that you can make money online, even if it's not just the I have, owning a business route. As a creator, there's so many things that you could do to make money as well. So.
Nice. Yeah, I really love that. And if you could tell the listeners a little bit more about your Level Up event that's coming up, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is our first event of many. It's going to be held in Las Vegas at an estate. We have about 100 people. That's our max that can come. It's also going to be held virtually as well. But we have some of the top leaders in every industry. We have people, in the event space. We have lawyers. We have creators. We have, you know, people who are in the holistic health space. We have national champion swimmers. We have like, we have it all. And the reason that I wanted to do it this way is because I think that in any industry that you're in, and, you know, it's important, every single person who is successful, it doesn't matter what industry they're in, they've gotten there from really believing in themselves and from having certain routines and from pushing and connecting with the right people. And so I feel like even if you don't want to be a lawyer, you know, that guy's story is something that's super impressive. And understanding how he got from the beginning to where he is now is something that would inspire anybody to want to pursue their dreams, whether the dream is to be a creator, whether the dream is to be a lawyer, whether the dream is to be an event planner, it doesn't really matter. I feel like stories are everything. And so that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to bring people who are influential, who have shown up every single day and proven themselves, and put them all together in a space where we can collaborate, we can learn together, we can push each other forward. And not only that, but we've chosen an incredible cause to give back to, human trafficking cause. So not only do we want to help people, but we also want to give back and do good and make this, you know, especially because it's in Las Vegas and human trafficking there is a really enormous subject and topic. We just really wanted to bring more awareness to this. And it's just, it's really been, you know, it's such a huge passion. So I'm so thankful that I could do this.
Well, yeah, well, that's really inspiring, and really love the cause. And I think everyone should definitely take a look at your join your event, and also join the virtual event as well. So yeah, no, thanks so much for sharing that.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say thank you so much. And yeah, my partner Rachel Weaver and I, we actually met on Clubhouse. She's a business guru, she's incredible, and then I'm in the creator space, so like together we were able to really come up with an incredible concept. And it's just so great because, you know, even at our event, like, you never know who you could meet that could be your next business partner. You know, sometimes the people closest to you don't understand what you want to do and why you want to do it, and they think it's stupid or they think it's lame. And so when you can surround yourself with people that believe in you, people that believe in themselves, it just, you know, makes things seem like they could happen. It makes the things seem, you know, like they are achievable. So that's what we want to do. And I'm so thankful for Rachel. She's an incredible person as well. So yeah, I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. And going to the next question is, what does your daily routine look like, and how do you go about it, and what would you tell like others, the listeners, to make sure they, you know, they make, they want to achieve their own goals, or, you know, and how they can work on that. Yeah,
I love this question because I really believe that routine and structure is everything. I never knew this until about 5 years ago. I was prescribed Adderall for my ADHD when I was younger, because like I was very, you know, I have this creative mind, and, you know, I'm very, my attention span is very like, I just, you know, shift mindset in like 10 seconds. I'm like over here, looking over here. And so my parents didn't know how to handle that. You know, of course my mom was always super against the medication and all that, but, and my mom's an incredible businesswoman who owns Southern States University and International Academy of English, but I was put on medication, you know, with, that's what my doctors thought, that that's what I needed. And for a while it was great. It made me focus. It made me focus in school. But when I left school and, you know, I was, had to become an adult and I started my businesses and all that type of stuff, I realized that I was actually, I felt like I was in a fog. I felt like without the meds, if I lost my medication, or if I like went on a trip for a business trip and I forgot my meds at home or somebody stole them, like I would be completely useless. I couldn't think without them. I couldn't, you know, wake up and do anything without the medication. So they, it started being something that I felt like was very detrimental. And so what I realized, you know, I talked to my husband about it when I was thinking that, you know, maybe I have an issue with this. I wasn't sleeping. I was taking too many of the meds. I was running out of my prescription really quickly. And I was like, am I like, do I have a problem? Like, this is not normal. And so my husband, you know, he's always been an athlete, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to help you through this. Cause I told him, I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. when I stopped taking the meds, like, I don't know if I'm gonna like lay down on the couch and ever be able to get up. Like, I don't know. And that's what happened for a year of my life. I forgot everything, you know, what I liked, what I didn't like. I forgot who I was. I stopped wearing makeup. I couldn't get off the couch. I didn't even work that entire year. Like, I was just a mess. And what I learned through that process is exercise, quiet time, and just having a routine, planning out my entire week, my entire month. That was something that changed my entire life. So I am so thankful. I've never been in a better situation. I needed that time to like get off the medication and give myself time, because some people don't realize that they need time sometimes to just really understand what they want, who they are. And, you know, don't allow your mind to get foggy. You need to really have that clarity. So what I do every single day, I wake up, I work out, I only do cardio mostly. Of course, I do some weights, but I think cardio is what's really good for your brain. It gets you super sharp and focused. After that, I have 3 days a week where I create content right after my workouts. And besides that, I just have everything marked down on my calendar, what I'm going to do throughout the week. So pretty much my routine is my mornings are everything to me. And then everything else throughout the day, I just kind of plan out. But I think if you can win your morning, you can win your day. That's my mantra for everything. You need to get some type of workout in the morning. And I fast, so I don't eat until around noon. So I do my workouts all fasted. And it just gives me more of that mental clarity and focus. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's a great routine. And yeah, that's cool, like how you transfer from taking the medication and how you're working on yourself. And yeah, that's really inspiring. And I think the listeners will really enjoy listening to your daily routine style. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, to clarify, my daily routine, it just, my mornings, like everybody who's listening, I want you guys to just know, I used to be a night person. I transitioned into a morning person and it's completely changed me. I think going to bed at a good time, waking up as early as you possibly can and making that a routine, the more that you do it, the easier that it gets. Waking up and right when you wake up, get that workout in. And I swear that your mindset is going to shift. You are going to get that confidence. You're going to believe in yourself more. You're going to get this mental clarity that you've never had. And it's just going to help you throughout the rest of your week, throughout the rest of your day. So, you know, when people ask about routines, I do think most people have a morning routine. And, you know, if you have work, that's pretty much what goes after your morning routine. And then at night, just to be a little bit more present and, you know, give yourself that time to actually like rest for the next day. So morning, super active, nighttime, more like chilled out. I don't like to do work at night. I like to, you know, kind of rest my mind for the next day. So that's how it goes.
Nice. That's wonderful. Yeah, actually earlier today I was in a room, helping host a room with the Hip Hop Alliance team. And we were talking about like latest trends in business, entertainment, and technology, and how we are trying to get more influencers and podcasters and people in different spaces to support the Hip Hop Alliance cause. And want to see what do you think about, like, you know, moving forward, how that shift of like technology, where it's heading towards, and where do you see these different people in different spaces creating more content? Yeah.
I think that social media is the future. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. I definitely think, especially with people like in the hip hop industry and stuff like that, it's the only way that they're really going to be able to get their music out. You know, if you are looking at Apple Music or, you know, other trending apps like Spotify, they're mainly posting like the really top songs, I feel. And so I feel like artists can kind of show who they are behind the scenes. They can talk about their upcoming songs, and that's where they can really gain the traction to be able to maybe get on those top hits, to be able to maybe move forward, you know, with their music. So I do think that that is an incredible way to get people to know who you are and who, what you're about, and gain fans.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I love that. And I have two more questions for you. And the first one is, and what is one word that would describe you at the moment?
One word that would describe me probably would be passionate. I'm super passionate, go-getter. So passionate or go-getter. I figure out what I want to do, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to do to get there? I have no fear in chasing my goals and dreams. I don't think anybody's like necessarily better than me, and I think that that's how we should all think. People are so they idolize, artists and people who are famous. And it's like, you need to also idolize yourself because at the end of the day, we can achieve anything that we want. Some people have it easier than others, but if you work hard enough for it, you can accomplish anything that your heart desires. So that's what I would say is just like, I'm a go-getter. Let's go. Let's do it. What do I need to do? I'm in.
Yeah, I love that. And the last question is a two part. There's two parts to it. So the first part is where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? And also love to hear some closing thoughts about today's show. Yeah.
I love it. The next 5 to 10 years, I want to have a book written, at least one. I want to be on as many stages as possible. I want our events to be being hosted all over the world, giving back to charity. I want to continue hosting smaller retreats. Like we have our Airbnbs and event spaces in Brazil that are finishing being built right now in an area in Brazil called Mojimirim. So we want to bring people to our Airbnbs in Brazil, and give them this exact lifestyle. Wake up, work out, create content, get your mind right, plan your day, plan your life, plan the next month, and just really give them that accountability partner that they deserve. Because I feel like without the accountability partner, sometimes you can't be your own accountability partner. And so we need to work you up to become that, because at the beginning, you won't be your own accountability partner, but eventually you need to become your own accountability partner. It doesn't matter how you're feeling. You get yourself up, you pull yourself out of the hole. You say, no, I'm great. Let's go. So I feel like you need to really just hone in on finding the right people to surround yourself with until you can truly believe in yourself. And then still continue to put yourself in positions of success with people who are also in positions of success. So that's my opinion.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. 5 years. So,
Five years,
write
yeah.
a couple books. I definitely want to write a couple books. I want to be on mass stages. Want to have my retreats, our retreats going, my husband and I's retreats, super blowing up. I want our events, I want to at least have like, I don't know, 100 events in the next 5 to 10 years or more. And I want to gain that spectacular online presence, not only to have followers, but to actually be making an impact in people's lives, be making people laugh and smile, be showing people that, they can achieve their goals and dreams, and they can laugh and have fun while doing so. It doesn't have to be a stressful situation. So that's what I want in the next 5 to 10 years, and to have many homes so I can Airbnb them out and just live life and have fun.
Nice. Yeah, I really love that. And to close us out, I'd love to hear some closing thoughts and just your overall experience on today's show.
It's been so amazing. I'm so thankful that you had me here. I'm excited to see what you're gonna do in the future because you're obviously a go-getter as well. That's what you need to do is reach out to people, connect with people, and just collaborate. Because at the end of the day, teamwork makes the dream work. So I just appreciate you, and I'm super happy to be on your show. And I can't wait to share it with my audience too.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, no, thanks so much for joining me here today on the Rahul Bajaj Show on Ruckus Avenue and Dash Radio. And really enjoyed listening to your story. And the listeners should definitely give you show you some love and support. And where can they find you on social media?
So, everyone can find me on TikTok and Instagram. Instagram especially, Becca Brazil. It's BECCAA Brazil, BRAZIL. So that's how it's spelled. I'm also on YouTube. I'm on Facebook, so they can kind of just look me up everywhere. But I would love the support, and I like to support people back who support me. So I'm just super appreciative of everything. And yeah. Oh, and also my website is beccabrazil.com. So you can kind of check out what I'm up to on there and everything else.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. And yeah, no, thanks so much once again. And yeah, everyone, you all should definitely follow Becca on all the social media platforms out there. And yeah, looking forward to having you on another show.
Yay,
Yeah.
thank you so much. I'm super excited.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Thank you.